Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, raw feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer-Muppet, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business, and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. How are you doing today? Are you fighting the good fight, spreading the good word about how to get your dog on a species-appropriate diet? Well, really, people don't care about the diet. What they care about is, what does a diet do for your dogs? And you know the things that it does, the itching, the digestive issues, right? The inflammation in the joints, the great skin, the beautiful teeth, the happy, healthy dog. That's what we know about raw feeding after 22 years. And I know that our new feeders see it immediately. They start seeing great changes in their pets. And those poops, I got poodle poops. Little poodle poops from my German Shepherds. Why? Because they use all the food. All right. So what are we talking about today? Well, on my website, in the Learning Center, I have a great piece of information. It's called the Raw Feeding Cheat Sheet. The Raw Feeding Cheat Sheet. Because we get lots of questions, the same questions. And so I thought, good reason to put up a raw feeding cheat sheet to address the most common questions that we get from new feeders. The first one is, how do I start a species appropriate diet? I mean, how do I start? Do I transition? We say just cold turkey, dump the kibble or processed food. Maybe you want to fast your dog for 12 hours prior to. So feed them early in the day. And then, you know, let them fast for 12 hours. That's overnight. This is pretty easy. And then begin. Okay. So just dump the kibble and go. I always say, warm up the food a little bit. Don't put it in the microwave. Let's do a little hot water on there. You can put it right on the stove. Let's don't cook it. But maybe just bring it up to room temperature. And I think that will help that transition. You don't have to do it forever. I actually do it forever, but that's me. Just start, especially puppies. Look, you haven't had time to, you know, assault their guts and cause them all sorts of problems with toxins and crappy food and crappy treats. So before you do that, just switch them on over to a raw diet and they'll be fine. We'll adjust from there. All right. So what about food sensitivities? Well, a lot of people think that their dogs are sensitive to certain types of protein, but what we see is if you're feeding kibble, they're sensitive to the high sugar content, the insulin spiking ingredients that are found in the dry kibble, the synthetics, the preservatives, the flavorings. So I would say, let's put all food sensitivity concerns aside until we actually get on a raw feeding diet, a pure raw diet. Okay. That's not a commercial diet. It's not Primal. It's not Chewy's. It's not Stella's and Chewy's. It's not Honest Kitchen. Okay. Those are all commercial. Very, very different. Now, start with a protein that you think that your pup is not sensitive to, if you have it in your mind that your dog is sensitive. Okay. But what we'd like to do is have you come back to that protein in a couple of months to see if you still feel the same way. Let's see how your dog does. Because again, we see that most of the time, it's the CKS that's doing that, the crappy kibble syndrome. I can't say crappy. You notice I always say crappy kibble, like a nipple. I say crappy kibble syndrome. All right. So the next question is, how much to feed? Well, we've got a super duper easy calculator on our website. It's under Feeding Raw. And we have two calculators. We have a calculator for the adults and we have a calculator for the puppies. The puppies have a drop-down menu on how many weeks of age they are, and it will calculate it on their weight and how many weeks. So come back to that puppy calculator often to adjust the food amounts, but your eyes are a good indicator. No roly-poly puppies, okay? Let's get those puppies still, we don't want to overfeed them, especially our giant breeds. Just feed them normal. Don't try to grow them up too fast. Our adult calculator is going to calculate at 2.5%. We want you to put your dog's best body weight in there. What does your dog look the best at? Now, let's say your dog weighs 85 pounds, should weigh 75 pounds. In the calculator, you put 75 pounds in and you start there. Again, your eyes are the best indicator, but that's where we start. All right, what to order? Any of the blends that have bone and organ, super duper easy. All right, PMRs, the prey, the 80-10-10s, the veggie mixes, the tripe blends, does not really matter. Does not really matter. And just remember, we're striving for variety, variety, variety. That means a variety of proteins. That means a variety of blends. That means throw some duck heads in there, some bison testicles, all of that kind of stuff. All right. Can you mix kibble and raw? Well, we say, no. But we're purists and we don't want any toxins in your dog's body. There are people that do it. And I always say, you know, here are the issues that you're going to have. If you do have issues, pull the kibble out. Let those dogs just eat what's super healthy and bioavailable. I mean, can you do a paleo diet 6 days a week and, you know, eat ice cream and cookies and McDonald's that seventh day and feel good? I don't know. Be the judge. Try it out. All right. A lot of people ask me about boneless blends. Well, you would do a boneless blend if you're going to add in the Better Bones that we have, which is a freeze-dried real bone. Or if you're going to do a lot of duck wings, duck necks, turkey necks, raw meaty bones in the blends. But we don't want to just feed a dog meat and organs. You need to have the bone in there. Also, the same thing with the non-organ blends. Some dogs don't do organs, or you want to change organs, that's fine. And can you just do a meat and bone without organs a couple of times a week? Sure, because we're striving for balance over time, balance over time. But we do not want to see a dog that's eating just meat and bone without organs. That's a multivitamin, so don't do that, all right? Which omega-3s should you include in the diet? Well, I'm going to say you want to do the sardines or mackerel. They're great. Omega-3s are also packed with vitamin D. How do you feed these fish? Well, you can feed them frozen or thawed. I just gave my dogs a fish meal tonight. I did the sardines. What do? I take a bowl. These sardines in the 5-pound packs are going to come all frozen together. And I get this call. People say, how do you thaw these out? How do you break them apart? Well, what I do is I bang them on the ground like a bag of ice. And they pop apart. And then I grab, 10 fish if I'm going to be feeding maybe more to my two Germans. I throw them in a bowl of water. Now, you can weigh them out first frozen. So I can just put them right on the scale. So I'm going to weigh out 12 or so ounces for one dog and, you know, a little bit more for the other dog. Then I can thaw them all out in a bowl of water, in a bowl of warm water until they get, you know, until they get all, you know, rubbery, until they get all smushy, you know, they're thawed out. For my oldest German, who's 13, I cut those up because she dislikes them cut up these days. My youngest one, she swallows them whole. Sometimes they come back up whole, but she'll eat them again. So we suggest to do, you know, 3 of those fish meals a week. The question is, if I feed twice a day, is that an entire day of fish or is that just one meal? I probably would just do one meal 3 times a week, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, something like that. So we have a troubleshooting section. Okay. We have a troubleshooting section. We have a lot of good information on this raw feeding cheat sheet, but in the troubleshooting section, you know, we're going to go over again. We don't have any additives, premixes. Our food's not HPP, high pressure pasteurized, not 3D or 40 meats. There's no flavorings in it. So it does have a label that states for supplemental feeding only. And I get that question. People say, well, does this mean I have to add something to the food? No, this means that we didn't add anything to the food. It means that according to, you know, the kibble dry dog food scale, they have to add in all the premixes, synthetic vitamins and minerals, flavorings that are, you know, regulated and by a different standard because dead food. Okay, so that's why we have to have the label that says for supplemental feeding only. And if you know anything about the state of insanity in our world today, you will understand how that just is ridiculous, that you have to put that type of label on there for supplemental feeding only, because we think that you need to pack these dogs full of synthetic vitamins and minerals. Okay. Bad batches. We get this call sometimes because a dog won't eat or a dog refuses the food. But let me say this. What's in that that makes it a bad batch? Bones? Meat? Organs? People want to say, well, it must be bad because my dog won't eat it. Well, what would be bad about it? Your dog eats poop. They lick their butt. They eat dead things. They eat maggots. They'll eat antifreeze if you let them, and rat poisoning. Dogs don't sit back and go, oh my, I think there's a little too much salmonella in here, or there's some other type of bacteria in here. They don't really do that. Most of the time, what they are refusing is it has too much fat in it, not enough fat. They're tired of it. It has a certain type of organ. Maybe there's more, you know, kidney than liver, but 9 times out of 10, it's because the dog doesn't have enough variety. But bad batches, we just don't see them. We just don't see them. And if we had a bad batch, we'd have thousands of parents calling us saying something's up with this batch. And it wouldn't be that's making the dog sick. It would be something like one time there was a double dose of organs, right? So 20% organs instead of 10. And if the dog hadn't worked up to that, had loose stools. That's it. Okay. Remember that recalls in the raw pet food industry are not due to sick pets or sick people. They're not. Recalls in the raw pet food industry are because there's a zero tolerance for bacteria, good or bad. And do you understand how important bacteria is to all living beings, including me and you? Handle your raw meat of your dog food just like you handle your own. You know, I always say that it's all human grade, and it has bone in it. And if it wasn't called dog food, you'd probably be fine with it. Unless you're a vegetarian, and I get that. That grosses some vegetarians out. But, you know, I think it's just this concept that we have in our head. Oh, it's dog food. Instead of like, oh, it's a nice piece of steak, right? That you would touch with your hands. But clean up just like you would in every other instance. All right. So if your pet refuses food, what do you do? Well, I would say, here's a couple of things. Warm it up if you haven't been. Add green tripe if you haven't been. If you are adding any kind of kibbles or starchy or processed foods, stop feeding those. And then try feed in a different bowl at a different time in a different place in the house. And the number one thing is try a different protein or a different blend. Okay, that's super easy. Super easy. Okay, we give you a lot of information there. What if your pet vomits? We want to make sure that we're not mixing in any processed foods or treats. And if you're doing a bunch of supplementation, and certainly if they're crappy supplements, let's take them out of the diet at least for a week and see how the dog does. And don't say this. Well, my dog was doing fine. My dog was doing fine on these supplements for the last 500 years. And now all of a sudden they're not. Well, there's an accumulation effect. Take them out. Let's take a look and see what's going on. All right. If your pet vomits, how long has your pet been eating raw? Maybe the digestive enzymes are not fully engaged. If your pet is new to raw, give it 5-7 days. Okay. Really, if we're projectile vomiting for days and everything and water, then we may have an issue. But if it's just the dog vomits and regurgitates food, yeah, well, let them eat it. Cold food can cause regurgitation. Antibiotics, medications, vaccines, stressful situations like moving, a divorce, marriage. Pets get stressed too. And God knows everybody's stressed these days. They just fly off the handle. Everything makes them crazy. Maybe your pet eats too fast. I'm not a big believer in this. If they're eating kibble and they eat too fast, that's an issue because they don't digest the food, gases are created in the stomach, and then we have issues. But I don't know what I think about slow feeder bowls or slow feeder mats for raw fed dogs, but try that too. It's fine. If your pet's been on a raw diet for a while, and maybe you've switched to a higher fat blend, then maybe it's too high fat. And let's have a see. Let's look at the blends and see if they're high fat and high bone. And then we want to look and see if we have a digestion issue. I would say don't feed high fat blends. You know, our Shepherd blends, 18% fat. So our daughter was just here going out to the ranch. They have these two dogs work, right? They're chasing cattle all the time. They're running. They're working on the ranch. And they can't gain weight. You know, we sent back the higher fat, the Shepherd blend, but then also the beef blend and the All-Star Bully that are a little bit lower fat. So we said, don't do the high fat all the time, just the days that they're going to work, because they're going to use that for their energy. All right. So there are some times when we do high fat, but I would say not all the time for just normal dogs. All right. So what do we do if we have runny stools? First and foremost, make sure you're feeding a blend with bone in it. I can't tell you how many times we have two that sound just alike. Wolf Run and Wolf Run Plus. Wolf Run is a boneless. And so sometimes we'll hit that, customers will hit that on the site, and then they call and they go, I got diarrhea. And let me see what you're buying. Well, you know that you've been buying Wolf Run Plus, but now you're feeding Wolf Run. No, I didn't realize that. Yep. That fixed the problem. So sometimes that is the issue, that your dog needs more bone, or you're feeding a boneless blend. Maybe you've been adding more organs to the blends, because you certainly can't do that. We're in favor of that. But if you see that the stools are runny, well, cut back on the organs. Also, take a look. Are you doing dairy or supplements? I would cut both of those until we get back to a normal stool. Also, tripe. Tripe has a great amount of digestive enzymes in it. So it could cause a dog, if you're feeding too much tripe, and it depends on the dogs, then let's cut back on the tripe. See, it's all tweaking. No dog is the same. No human's the same. So one's digestive system may be different than the other, especially if you have a home where there's three dogs. So my two dogs, my 13-year-old, I mean, she's got a perfect digestion. Super small poops. Nothing bothers that girl. The younger one, she's a working line. She has got a lot more energy. She'd like to be running 24/7. So her digestion's a little bit different. So I feed them slightly different. But if the stools don't improve in 5 to 7 days, then maybe you want to talk to Neely Piazza, who's our certified pet health professional, or Dr. Judy Jasek, DVM. The one thing we don't want is a dog to get dehydrated. But if they're having loose stools, and I would say if it's like water coming out and it's like that for days, then let's take a look and then we can get that fixed. If you have too hard of stools, so we have those sometimes from the PMR blends because they have higher bone. So you've got your beginner's choice that has 15% bone, and you've got your rabbit and duck that has 17% bone. Okay. It says fur in it, but the bones can cause hard stools. So what do you want to do if the stools are too hard? Well, you can rotate back and forth your PMRs and your 80-10-10s, the 80-10-10, a little bit, you know, 10% bone versus your 12-13% bone in the PMRs. You can also add a little more organs, like I was saying a while ago, or some green tripe to loosen those stools. And if you're feeding a consumable bone, duck heads, duck feet, turkey necks, chicken wings, all those kind of things that the dogs consume, then let's give them a little less consumable bones. But all dogs are meant to eat a species-appropriate diet. That is meat, bones, organ, and fat, at least. Now there's tripe in there if you want it, and there's you know, a 7% fruits and veggies. But we can help. We've seen so much. We can typically figure this out. But I've got this raw feeding cheat sheet right there in the Learning Center in the beginner section. So you can grab that and take a look at it. It's a great sheet to be able to determine some things. And remember, there's circumstances that we don't know anything about. Stuff that's going on in the home, stuff that may be going on with medications or flea and tick, heartworm, Apoquil, Cytopoint, hyper and hypothyroidism. I mean, there's all types of things that we can't really know that I think sometimes pet parents, you do forget that that is going into the dog's body. So we say everything, what's going into the dog's body. And remember, dogs go to dog parks. And if you're somewhere where the water is and they're eating goose poop, or you're up in the mountains where they've got elk poop and deer poop, and dogs eat that too. But the majority of the time, they're going to be perfectly fine because that pH, that acid in their stomach, they are made to be able to handle that bacteria and to kill that bacteria. That's how they've lived all these years. So let's remember that although they may be our four-legged furry children, they are not human. Feed them as such. Tell all your friends about the raw dog food truth. If they want to get on a species appropriate diet, we would be more than happy to help you. We ship everywhere. Just contact us right here at Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.